The words from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me and he said, tell him, come from behind. There's no more line. All are free to flow in my presence with my blessing. Changes are being made in the heavens. From this day forward, your ministry is free to fly through the glory world with authority. That what you haven't realized in your ministry and life will become a reality to you tonight. Remember, the fight isn't over, but the battle is already won. Lift your hand and just pray. Every battle, let me talk to you a little more now. Every battle that come in your ministry, you have to remember it's already finished. Jesus have won every battle that you have to come up against. And you need to know that as ministers of the gospel. Let's get ready to get in the word. I was informed that there's a minister, a pastor, that he won't preach out the Old Testament. You know, he's a New Testament church, you know. There's no New Testament without the Old Testament. I don't know where you get that from, you know. So I want to read. I'm actually going to be preaching out of the New Testament, out of the Gospel, which you say is not the New Testament. It's the book of Acts again, but I want to look at, while you're standing, one or two scriptures and give a word on them. And we're going to talk about tonight the secrets of living in the King's anointing, ministering in the King's anointing, or how to operate in the King anointing, or how to operate in the kingly anointing. That's one of the secrets the Lord has taught me over the years. You operate like a king. Expecting things to, Psalm 92, expecting things to be like the Lord said. Amen. Amen. Psalm 92, verse 10. But my horn shall I exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. Now, once you're anointed with fresh oil, a lot of stuff start happening. My eyes also see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desires of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous, verse 12, notice this. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring fruit, forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. You may be seated. I'll read another text, but you may be seated. Now, this kingly anointing is the anointing of the king. He's King of Kings, Jesus is. He's Lord of Lords. But to operate in the kingly anointing or the king anointing, you also have there, he was a prophet, priest, and a king. And there's a priestly anointing that comes along with the king's anointing. And we who are ministers should operate in a priestly anointing. Know that we are God's representatives, is that right? Yes. Now horn here in this 10th verse, you need to know what it means. It refers to position and strength. In fact, it refers to supernatural strength that elevates your position. Yes, I told y'all, now if y'all don't answer me, I'm gonna just take my stuff back. But it's too powerful, you ought to be just chewing gum and not saying nothing. You need to get that gum out your mouth anyway, just stir it, man. Just chew it. Pay attention. Sit on, this, you ain't in the popcorn, this ain't on theater. It refers to position and strength. In fact, it refers to supernatural strength that elevates your position. Amen. You must also know that you have been placed over the inheritance of the kingdom. You have been placed over kingdom people. I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10, just for a minute. Hallelujah. You see, spirit break out up in here. Yeah. So I have some things to say to you. The spirit will break out. And it'll change your life. It'll change your life. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel, let's back up in the ninth verse, ninth chapter for a minute. Samuel and Saul, in the 25th verse in the ninth chapter, saying, when they were come down from the high place in the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on, but stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of the Lord. The church say amen.
Amen.
Now, at the beginning of chapter 10, we see a phenomenon. We see something happening in the spirit. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it up on his head and kissed him and said, now watch this, watch this. This is what ministers got to do. If you're going to operate in the king's anointing or the kingly anointing, you have to know your authority. You have to know your dominion. You have to know your assignment. You have to know you've been commissioned by one who can make it happen. By one who can make it happen. By somebody who can make it happen. I'm not out here by myself. I'm commissioned by somebody who can make it happen. Tell somebody, I'm commissioned by somebody who can make it happen. I'm not sitting back no more. I'm not standing back no more. I'm not afraid anymore because I'm commissioned by somebody who can make it happen. My Lord in glory. Hallelujah. Because what he's about to say now in this first verse, what he's about to say now, and I tell you what, every person in the sound of my voice, every minister, get ready to be saluted. When your anointing rises to a certain level, it calls for a salute. People recognize who they are in the presence of. They can feel the vibration of the Holy Ghost moving through your gift. and a respect come. So every person on the sound of my voice, you may have been down and out, and you may not have been respected. From this night, you'll be saluted. We get through the night, you'll be saluted. Even demons will start saluting. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it up on his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" What kind of anointing is this? Say it, what kind of anointing is this? It's a kingly anointing. It's the king's anointing. And you in the New Testament has a stronger anointing than Samuel. And Saul. Because you're wearing his anointing. You're wearing the last word anointing. Nobody can talk after him. There's no correction can be made after he corrects something. What? That more building can be made after he builds something. You can't add on to what he do. And you operating under his anointing. And so it shows in these other verses, because I want to break this down in a few minutes, but it shows in these other verses, you read on down the verse 6, he met some men and they saluted him and they give certain things to him. That anointing. The anointing, well, listen very carefully. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. Tonight, the kingly anointing or the king's anointing from this night forward will be a provisional anointing for you. You must tell yourself, I'm wearing a provisional anointing. Man, that's powerful. I said, man, that's powerful. You see, the kingly, because what it shows here that when you're anointed by God, the provisional anointing is there. When you're commissioned with provision. And see, tonight, everybody ministry changed. Because now God is speaking this word in your heart. I've commissioned you with provision. And the provision that had been held back from you will break loose tonight in your city. There is, my goodness, there is a spiritual law called a law of attraction in anointing. Your provision will be attracted to your ministry. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And so, you will be placed over the inheritance of the kingdom. See, why? You are placed to train people how to operate in the kingdom and function with the inheritance. So when you're placed over God's people, I'll give you a greater definition in a few minutes. When you're placed over God's people, you're placed over God's inheritance. God's people is his inheritance. The inheritance is for God's people. So the anointing strengthen you for kingdom assignment. This kingly anointing. In this kingdom, kingly anointing or the king's anointing is exaltation and promotion without pride. You notice Jesus, he wasn't prideful. But he stated who he was. Well, tonight, upon your ministry comes exaltation and promotion without pride. And the reason it comes without pride, you know now it should be. Not only that, in this type of anointing, Are you listening? You will be able to pick up the enemy's tracks and assignment. You will not, from this night forward, be taken by surprise. Why? Because you will have insight into the plan of the wicked one and know how to stop it. Give God praise. What a word, what a word. That's in that anointing. Are you listening? Precepts. Instruction. What that mean? Our ears become sensitive to the voice of God. He who have an ear that is sensitive to the voice of God always know what to do. Know where to go and know where not to go. Go back to Psalm 92 again. I want you to see something. I have to walk through this. Hallelujah. What do you say, walk heavy? Yeah, we need to walk heavy in the spirit tonight. Yield to the Holy Ghost and give God the glory. Hallelujah. In this king, or kingly anointing, you will flourish in ministry and multiply. What I said? Production and promotion will be your life. Look at Psalm 92:14. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. You will be saluted and respected in the body of Christ. They will know who you are. Because tonight, you're coming under the kingly anointing. Know Jesus was a prophet, a priest, and a king. And he knew how to operate in the priestly anointing also. Look at Revelation 5:10. Hallelujah. I'm laughing at myself, man. Glory to God. And has made us unto our God king and priest. Hey, hey, hey. And we shall what? Reign on earth. But you have to know about this kingly anointing. He has made us king and priests, and we shall reign on this earth. Now, when you look at 1 Samuel 10:1, the NIV say, a captain of his inheritance. The commentary read, the Lord has anointed you as the leader of the people that he owns. Now, notice this anointing here. It is a kingdom anointing. It is the master anointing. It is a governmental anointing. It is a blood anointing. It is a trailblazer anointing. Y'all ain't made enough noise with all that M.O. coming out. Y'all ain't make enough noise. I'm going to give it to you one more time now. It's a lot of ammunition. This is being placed on you. Your captain. It is a kingdom anointing. Let me jump ahead of myself. This is a kingdom anointing. Turn to Romans 14:17. Let's talk about this. And turn to 1 Corinthians 4:20. Let's talk about this. This kingdom anointing. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But notice this threefold anointing. righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. You're anointed to walk in righteousness. I'm in right standing with God. I'm blood bought. You have to know that. You have to walk in that, something in that righteousness. It's not, I'm not righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21 declared that he became sin that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'm righteous in him. And you're not gonna be bold. You're not gonna be able to receive full backup if you understand that your righteousness is in him. Peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, because in him is what? Everlasting strength. I'm strong. And then he says, joy in the Holy Ghost. What is joy in the Holy Ghost? You're joyous because you can't lose. You're joyous because you know there's no one stronger than the Holy Ghost. You joy because you know you can operate in a gift. You can operate in a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. You can see your future at any moment. You joyous because you're at a supernatural realm you live in. You're surrounded by power. Surrounded by strength. Surrounded by victory. This is what I'm going to say here. I'm not no common revenue. I'm a man with a revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord. Boy, that changed your ministry. No, I'm not living in a reverend so-and-so. I'm living in a revelation of righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. This, look, when you call, this is not a riddle. You don't have to try to figure it out. It's a revelation. 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not word only, but what? In power. Your ministry. I declare tonight, your ministry is in power. That's that kingly anointing. That's why God sent you here. From this night forward, you're going to operate in the king's anointing. You're going to be promoted without pride. My God. My God. You brought your shouting clothes? It is the master anointing. You know the master? You see him walking through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You see what authority and dominion he had. You saw the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the teaching and the way he operated. He always knew what he was going to do. No matter what the situation was, maybe it was a storm, it was a provisional need, somebody had died, doesn't make him no different. The little girl was 12 years old. He looked at the man and said, "Fear not, only believe. Let's go to the house." All the doctors had failed. The woman was bleeding to death. But she heard, if I just touch his garment, he's wearing a master anointing. Wow, that's, may people understand that they, if they touch your garment. We're not a fruit man, we are faith men. It's the master anointing. Self-same anointing that raised him from the dead is on your ministry. And we haven't understood the governmental anointing. You haven't understood the fivefold ministry gifts. We haven't understood what the Holy Spirit was trying to tell us in Ephesians of how that the fivefold ministry gifts have to be activated or the people can't go nowhere. I don't care what you read your Bible. You need one of these gifts. Speaking in your life because this is the way God designed it. So, here's what the Holy Ghost said.
So your life has to become successful so they can see who you are. You just saying who you are, but you got to get some breakthroughs so they can see who you are. Y'all ain't gonna receive that? I'm trying to put something on you. I'm here tonight to make your ministry happen. Something, this thing can only be taught. This thing has to be caught. But it be flowing, it's gonna be, before I finish, it's gonna be flowing through the airwaves. You better catch it. Your ministry will never be broke another day in your life. That money got to come, baby. That money got to come. You got to go. You ain't got time to be praying for no money. You, the Bible didn't say pray for money, it said pray for the sick. Handalalabashata. Hungry satatata. Glory to God. Operating in the kingly anointing. Operating in the kingly anointing. Say it. You must permit your ministry to function and operate in the kingly anointing. Let's go to Luke 4:18, man. Let's see how this king works. Let's see how this king works. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Time won't expand for me. Oh my goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna hit a gusher now. We're gonna go on out. You understand? I hit a gusher. We're gonna shout, boy. Listen. It don't take much to get this thing going here, you know. Hallelujah. 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 I told my secretary and some of my children, I could preach off a toilet paper tonight. When the anointing come on you, just write something on the toilet paper and give it to me. I'll preach it. See, you got to know when you're in now. See, I'm people deprogrammed. Your expression, your faith don't mess me up at all tonight. I'm on. I'm ready to go. I'm going to preach this thing. Somebody going to hear me. If you don't hear me yet, somebody going to hear me on the internet. We're going to get a breakthrough tonight. We're gonna get power, provisional breakthrough. We're gonna get building. We're gonna what? Everything you need, you're gonna get it tonight because that kingly anointing can get it done, boy. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God got prepared for your ministry. Man, I done preached myself in a nest. Man, glory to God. Man, hallelujah. Woo, the glory here. Tell somebody the glory here. Tell them your ministry is about to be elevated. Take it, God dog it, take it. Believe it, take it. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about 2014. Don't worry about 2010. Take it right now. There's a brand new day. There's a brand new year. The master wanted him to know about his ministry. And here in Luke 4:18, he gave him insight. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what Jesus said. Tell me, he preached that everywhere he went. That was his text. That was my dad said, that's all he preached. I think that's why my dad preached one text. That's all he preached. You don't need all the Bible. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to tell them you don't have to be poor no more. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's the kingdom anointed. Then it's there in Acts 10:38, you know. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about, see, how God anointed. How God anointed, the kingdom anointed. How God anointed. See, Jesus was anointed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and healing Some who was sick, no, all who was oppressed of the devil. You wearing an all anointing. Everything and everybody got to respect you. All sickness, all disease, all kind of problem got to respect you. When you open your mouth, the word become a hammer, a sword. They start cracking things. You will never preach the same. In 1 Peter 2:9, Shatalalaba Shata, Shongre Hekota. Hit up in your Holy Ghost. Hit this place. Kosatalaba Shata. Sometimes I can call the Holy Ghost, you know. Hit this place. Shatalakosa, Rapa Satarasi. Glory to God. In 1 Peter, glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9. What? 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 I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I eavesdropped too, you know. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm going to put your clothes on you tonight. In form of a mantle. He's going to wrap you with a sevenfold mantle tonight. I'll give it to you in a few minutes. He's going to wrap you with a sevenfold mantle, and the next time you open your mouth, you're going to be talking out those mantles. Here he said in the ninth verse, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow. What a description there for us. Yes, strong. Yes, strong. And then, you know, 2 Thessalonians 1:5, I like that verse. You know, you look at it. Look at it. Y'all just look up at me, preachers. Come on. It is 2 Thessalonians 1:5. It's 1 Thessalonians 1:5. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. The one about the power. Yeah. It's second or first now? Somebody told me second. First. Look at it. Just look at it. I'm not even reading it. Read it. Not it. But second. This is God. That kind of boss. But in power. Holy Ghost. Now listen to what I'm about to say now, my brother. Pastor. Listen to what I'm about to say. Minister. Never reduce your ministry to just a personal anointing. No, you didn't get it. No, there's so much more. Never reduce your ministry to just a personal anointing. No, you have a king anointing. You brought your shouting glow? Because I have to show you this. And I don't know if I'm going to get through all of it, but I have to show it to you. Know this. That the king became a lamb to purchase this caliber of anointing for you. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Yeah, we're on now. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. The king became a lamb to purchase this caliber of anointing for you. It's a sevenfold anointing he paid for. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. I'm going to try to break a few of them down. I know I'm not going to get to all of them. I'm ready to shout right now. Notice what Revelation 5:12 said. There's a sevenfold anointing in here. And my brother and sister, listen, you have to see it this way. This sevenfold anointing is blood anointed. These are anointing that came out of the blood of Jesus. And so they still have blood power. These anointing have resurrection power. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Let's see what he received. Power. Everybody say power. That's on me. Say it. Riches. That's mine. Wisdom. Strength. Honor. Glory. And blessing. All seven of those belong to me. Come on, get your hand up. We got to get it. Get the seven up. Get the seven up. I don't want no four fingers up. All seven of these belong to me. And from this night forward, I will be aware that I'm operated in this king anointing, which is sevenfold. Power. Riches. Wisdom. Strength. Honor, glory, and blessing. Hey, you see, I know them, right? You better know them. You better make them yours. And they're not known by memorization. They're known by revelation. See, I don't only know them, I do them. And sometimes they do me.
Come on now.
So I'm to break one or two down. You know, I don't know how far I'm going to get. But there's so much information, so much revelation along this line. I just want to say a few more things to you. My Lord in heaven. Now, watch this statement, because the Lord gave me some principles along this line. And most ministers don't know nothing about a kingly anointing. Tonight, your ministry come to systematic power into supernatural happening. I will pause there so somebody praise the Lord. I'm not going to preach this stuff if y'all not going to take it. Y'all stand up here like I'm saying, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Tonight, your ministry come to systematic power in supernatural happening. Man, that's a word. That's a word. What? That's a word, man. Say it back to me. Oh, y'all skip. No. See, y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get this now. And y'all in the restaurant eating for free. Y'all got to get this. Listen. Systematic power into supernatural happening. Now, it didn't say automatic power. It said supernatural, systematic power. That's because you're connected. Matter of fact, here's the Lord says, he's pulling your ministry out of a 120 line. A 110 line, isn't it? And putting it a 220, right? Come on, plug it up. Pull it out and plug it. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Praise the Lord. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all better respond to this. This is a kingly and lamb anointing. Meaning, it functioned through raw blood. So tonight, you and I, I'm here with you, place the raw blood anointing on your ministry. You will preach like a king. You will preach like a queen. There must be a synchronizing the sevenfold anointing in one by fully yielding to the Holy Spirit. You synchronize the seven into one by fully yielding to the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? The sevenfold anointing. Receive means to be given, presented with, or paid. So we receive power, we receive riches, Jesus did, you see. He received wisdom, he received strength, he received honor, he received glory, he received blessing, right? Let's look at this received power, the dunamis, God ability, miraculous power, a marvelous work, inherit power. Come on, let's go to work. Power residing in a thing by virtue of his nature. Or what you're pushing a thing, exerting, put forth. Look at Luke 1:35. Luke 1:35, I'm going to go fast here now. Luke 1:35, this mantle overshadow you. This mantle overshadow you. Look at Luke 4:36. You got to roll. Luke 4:36. This mantle causes your word to be with authority and power. Look with me. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This mantle is received when the Holy Spirit comes on you, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. John 1:12, this mantle God give to his sons and daughters who receive him. This mantle, according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 through 21, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. This mantle, according to Ephesians 3, 20, 21, is inherently working on the inside of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. This mantle causes the believer to understand the cross is the power of God. I believe 1 Corinthians 1, 18, I believe. The power of God. The cross is the power of God. You ought to receive riches in this mantle. Yeah. Yes, turn to Psalm. I want to look at you. Psalm 104, 24. Turn. Turn, children. The Holy Ghost about to hit this place. Yeah. Hey! Yeah. Tonight is shakedown night. We're going to shake the devil down. He's been playing around with you long enough. His power is going to be broken over you. Oh Lord, Psalm 104, 24. Oh Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom, thou have made them all, the earth. Hallelujah. Psalm 112, verse 3. Come on, let's go. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. This mantle make known to us out of his infinite abundance, God give his people spiritual and material riches. Money, wealth, cash, asset, capital, resources, opulence, affluence, prosperity. Hey! In Colossians 1:27, this spiritual treasure, Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Job 23:12. This matter will cause you to treasure the word of his than any necessary food. Let me preach a little bit. 2 Chronicles 32:29. This mantle causes God to give you great wealth. That's in the NIV, great wealth. This mantle, oh my Jesus. This mantle, y'all ain't shouting. You know the reason I'm shouting? I got it. And I'm trying to share with you how I got it. I operate in a kingly anointing. Now I got to say it. When I walk in a place, no whether the arena or what, they know I'm there. And all my sons and daughters are going to be the same way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard a question. You want me to tell you what question I heard?
Yes, sir.
Why not? Sam God.
Sam God.
Sam Jesus.
Sam,
Sam Holy Spirit.
Sam,
Sam calling.
Yes, sir.
I just come tonight to tell you it's there for you.
Yes.
Quit listening to all them potato preaching.
Yes.
Preaching. Corn shucking preaching. Leave them. Turn them off. Read your Bible. They're going to give you some kind of strategy. You don't need no strategy. You need the Holy Ghost. Somebody scream up in here. They're coming up on me, boys. I ain't gonna be the making my father.
Hallelujah.
As I preach it, keep on coming.
Yeah. Lord of God.
My Lord. Wait, what? 2 Chronicles 32:29, the NIV, what is that? Huh? Y'all got it? NIV. What did it say before I go any further? Y'all got it back there? Y'all sleep. Dinah back there? Dinah used to be pretty fast. I got a sleeper back there, what? You know, people sleep on the job sometimes, you know. You never slept on a job? I have. He built villages and acquired great number of flocks and herds, for God had given him what? So why would you be broke working for God? Look at three people and tell them it's over. Now believe it when you say it. Believe it. Deuteronomy 28:8. This mouth will cause God to command the blessing upon you. Let's talk about the wisdom for a minute. Wisdom, the ability to discern or judge righteously and to follow the best course of action based on knowledge and understanding, mysteries and secrets. In Proverbs 9:10, what it says, this mouth will give you the foundational discernment and judgment. Proverbs 9:10, you read it. I'm just telling you what's coming out of it. Fear of God, all other type of learning to true wisdom, are worthless unless built upon knowledge of the Lord himself. Ephesians 1:18, we're talking about riches. We're talking about wisdom. This matter calls you to your understanding to be enlightened so you may know the true God. In Proverbs 24:3-4, this matter will build a house. Turn to Proverbs 24. I think that's the one Carol and I got a hold of. Proverbs 24, I'm going to turn there myself. I'm ready to shout. Let me get over what a glory coming out of the sprout. It's Psalm 24. No, Proverbs. Let me find it here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 24:3, huh? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This part of your anointing. Through wisdom is a house built. And by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, shall the chambers be filled with precious and pleasant riches. Oh, I like that kind of riches, man. No problem. No, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he had no hard labor with it. Woo. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, Proverbs 10:22. And he had no hard labor with it. We have to know the difference between labor and favor. When you get under the favor of God, partner, you got it. Wait a minute, let me say a few more things here. Hallelujah. One. Another one of them is strength. Strength means might, power, supernatural strength. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's what it said, right? Some of y'all know that. This man that caused you to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty strength. Psalm 92:10 said, this man that caused you to be like the horn of a unicorn, wild ox, fortification, the anointing strengthen you. There are no other soul that given the man the strength that we overcome the world with his trials, temptation, and death. It is through the submission to God's strength that we overcome the power of Satan. Number 23:22 said, this mantle will bring you out of anything. This mantle will bring you out of anything. Are you hearing? God brought them out of Egypt. They had, as it were, the strength of a wild ox. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This mantle caused you to do all things through his strength. It's sevenfold, I tell you. Then, makonsele masa. This kingly anointing receive honor. Honor, the highest respect given, esteem, integrity, honesty, uprightness, worth, privilege. 1 Corinthians 6:19, 20. I know what it says. You're bought with a price. This manner lets you know that you are bond servant of the Lord. John 5:23. This manner causes you to honor the Son as you honor the Father. Matthew 17:5, this matter will cause you to be honored by the Father. You look him up. I got to go. Receive glory. Everybody say glory.
Glory.
Glory is the weight of God. The glory is all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. You got that in anointing. How can you be disappointed? Glory is the weight of God, is his presence. His dignity, his grace, his excellency. Revelation 21:11. This manner is having the preeminence, his dignity, his grace. It's radiant like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, class crystal. Philippians 2:11. This manner caused you to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the dignity, excellence, and grace of the Father. John 17, write them down, children. 4 and 5, the night is the last night. This man would cause God to glorify you as he did his son. Wait a minute, look what he said. This man, oh my goodness. You know, John 17 is the high priestly prayer. You remember what Jesus prayed for us? Father, glorify him as you have glorified me. I'm going to tell my punkin' it. Shatala my career. My. Mankuntili batayata. Mresa katala bahoya. Haya yo ho sate. Helene bo sate. You supposed to say me too. Hallelujah. And then there is blessing. God's favor and protection be upon you, children. Grace, a beneficial thing for which one is grateful. Something that bring well-being. Jeremiah 17:7-8 in the Amplified Bible. So give me, get it up there. Let's read it. Y'all turn to it in the King James Bible. Jeremiah, because I'm about to close, because I got something else for us to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 17:7-8. Read, somebody read it. Go ahead. Then you got, go ahead. What? 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 Wow. Go ahead.
Neither shall feed from yielding fruit.
this mantle will cause you to be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green, and it has no worry in a year of drought, and never fail to bear fruit. Turn to Psalm 24 in the NIV Bible. Let's close here, because I got something else to do here. Come on, go, you're my reader. Psalm 24. Take your time, Father. You got it? Huh? I ain't never saw Nolan so happy in my life. Nolan, God, you done made that man happy. He's a different man. Lord have mercy. That's just the truth, man. I'm glad. Nolan's a good man. I'm just glad, man. I ain't got nothing against nobody. I don't even know nobody else. I'm just saying it just made him happy. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yes, yeah, I never know man happy. Yes, I know I'm just glad my wife not no crazy woman. I mean, Solomon, talk about Solomon, says it's hell to dwell in a house with a woman just griping and bickering all the time. Glad I got a good wife. I go home. You know, my wife, I've been married 40 some years. My wife, the Lord told me that was my wife. See, I saw her at a basketball game. I was a player then, you know. And I saw her, and I'm a little older than she is, you know. I saw her, and I said, who that young black girl there? Who that girl there is, man? Little pretty black girl, you know. I said, who is that? He told me her name. I said, all right, now I got to find me a hookup. I got to find somebody who know her, can make contact for me. So I found out the girl down the street was in the same class with one of my home girls. So I wrote 10-page letters every day. I was talking to some junk, boy. I wish Calvin would have kept them letters. I'd have read one to you. Yeah, like a roach on a porch, too smooth to move. Let me finish this sermon, man. I smell flowers in the midnight hour. They talk some trash, man. And you know, she tried to put me off, you know. But I kept going, man. And then I was crazy, you know. I was running a lot of women. I was in the street. And I know the I said because it's a deliverance. And you know, her mama wasn't too concerned about me. She said, "Ann, you know what you're doing?" Oh, but before she went home to be the Lord, she said, "Ann, you knew what you're doing, girl." Yeah. Read, God. Read for me. This thing up. Psalm 20 and 4. You lost it? You have it, all right. This manner will give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. That's that sevenfold anointing. You're wearing it. It's a king anointing. Your ministry will never be the same. Are you hearing me? Now, what I want to happen now, I want the 12, this 11-year-old, to stand right here and turn around and face the people. I want 12 bottles of oil to be brought out here. Every member of LTMA, we're going to anoint you tonight. I thank you for your enthusiasm. If y'all don't want it now, we don't have to do it. These boys are going to anoint you with oil. I saw it in the spirit. And you're going to lie them, start coming. Ushers, get ready. And if somebody fall down, just drag them out the way. We'll keep rolling. We'll keep rolling. What? In the name of Jesus, we anoint you. You would all, with the self-same anointing on this organization. You don't have to say it just like that, you know. We just, anointing them so they can tie in with this anointing as they should. Got it? Just do it in the name of Jesus. See, these boys have my anointing. And it caused me not to have to work so hard. I'll be trying to lay hands on all y'all. How many of y'all here on the LTMA? Jesus, I'm glad I ain't got to do this by myself. And so, you know, ushers, just it doesn't matter what one of these men that go in front. When they line up, just send them to a man. You know what to do, right, Kevin? All right. Y'all start lining up. Tell them line up. Y'all ushers, where Mac at? Y'all get them lined up some kind of way. I don't know what to do yet now. Don't all y'all run up there at the same time. Get in line. I know you're going to pick your pastor. You go ahead. I'm going to let you go. Just get in line. All right, bring them on now. Put them in front of somebody. We ain't got all night to be here. Oh, y'all start anointing. Hey, that little boss, shata. Come on, drag them out of the way. Move on the side. You get somebody else. You got to keep rolling. Chatalaba. Usher, y'all got to get behind these people. These boys. Tala shakata. You're officially anointed. You're officially anointed. As one man anointed be on each one of you all. We will walk together. We will not be divided. We will not be separated. We'll anoint you with fresh oil now in the name of Jesus. Come on, boys, keep rolling. Ramakosa, that is right there. Koromaya Yoho, that is right there. Robakose, that is right there. Shatakasa, Torobasata, Roba. You know them with all? Y'all putting all on them, right? Dan, you put all on them, Dan? On your hand. I got you. Just fill your hand up with all. That's all right. You can get another suit. Hapasokode, Hasolokoshe, Haralaba Sota, Haralaba, bless your children. Bless your children. May the apostolic anointing be upon you. Bless your children. Robasata, may all the provisions you need be upon you. May your breakthrough come tonight. Shatalabasata. May you walk in love. Walk as one man. Shat looking out for one another. Shatatata. Hurabashata. Yes. Halalabashukote. Hurababasatata. Rababasatata. Patatata. Y'all lay a hand on them heavy now. Don't just put a little dabber, do you? Put it on them. Shata. That's right. Put them on them. Put it on them. Shakatata. Pass it on. That's right. Put it on them. Shatara goshete. Rapasata yasaka. Thank you, Lord. Shebro mashata. Prenio sukole blessing. Blessing. Hello loba shatalo. Hello loboso. Hello boroba. Great. Let's go ahead. Let them keep coming. Hello loboso. Yeah. Come on, I need an usher here. Robashata. Shaprasata. Horobasho masa. Koromanere say ho ho. Hero robasere pasata. Shankantarama. Shakandele basha. Urame. Shatakatalo boso yesa. Shaninimokose. Horobasata. Coroso, y'all turn around. Give me a bottle of that oil. Y'all turn around. Give me a bottle. Turn around. Put the oil down. Hey, so todo. Come here, ushers. Give me some ushers. Hey, brosata. Give me some ushers. Kata tarapa. Be anointed for the mission. Shararata. Be anointed for the mission. Oh, robosa. I bless you, sir. Robosoto. I bless you, sir. Go forward. You better watch now. He coming back. You better get your head out of the way. How about call them? You're about to get to it. Shingonde. I anoint you. Under that self-same anointing. Self-same spirit. Orabasata. I anoint you with the self-same spirit. Orabasatata. I anoint you with the self-same spirit. Robosorehe. I anoint you with the self-same spirit. Onini Sidi. Yurasata. All right, come on, praises. Come on, musician. Come over here. There's a big church. Y'all run. Come on, get you. Come on, praises. Where y'all at? Shut the door. Light up. Stick your hand there so I know who you are. Shut up, usher. You with me? We're going to another dimension here. Another dimension here. That's another dimension. We got to go to. Honduras, receive. That's another dimension we got to go to. That's another dimension. Come on, where the rest of them at? Somebody catch for the ushers. Come on, ushers. Why this thing going? Let's flow, man. Where the musician at? They're down there. Line up, ushers. Y'all get behind. Y'all help the ushers, boy. Y'all got to help the ushers. No. Yeah, right here. Transition time. It's transition time. Get your transmission in gear. It's transmission time. Get your transmission in gear. Get it in gear, God. Get it in gear. It's time to go. Get it in gear. Get it. Get it in gear. Anana Bosa. Hot sona, man. Get it in gear. This is the night. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is a brand new day. Flow with it. Where them girls at? Come on, girls. Y'all come on. Where them girls at? Well, come on, girls. Come on. Where y'all at? Cross a moha. Eho, hemono basa, hera bosa kimini titrovasa, hera bohosine, hera heo, hobrasata, horebe, horemesi, hesehe, horobosa, the men of Sessos, get up here, horobosoya, all intercessors, get up here, underoso core, Whoa, glory to God, hanamabosaya. Shana no moshi hisha. Hey, Orosi. Let me ask you a question. You got somebody particularly you seen right now?
Yes, sir.
Is serious?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll leave you alone. Shevoroso Orosi. Shana no basaya. Shana no mashaya. Shoro mashaya. Who is it? This is him. Oh, okay. Take it. Take it. It's yours now. Take it. Prushakata. Homose. Take it. Kotsatata. Take it. Ta-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Take it. Take it. What? Who? Yeah, call her that. Leroy said he found his intercessor already. Where's she at, Sandra? Beckwith, where are you? Take care of my daughter. Hashikuna. Matel, you found yours yet? You haven't found who she is. All right. Leroy and Matel chose one person out of the church. Leroy chose Beckwith. Huh? That's your intercessor right there? Let me tell you what happened, Ron. I knew yours. When I said, I'm going to ask Ron, all the boys get an intercessor, I knew yours and I know Dane one. I knew she was the one. Boy, I'm telling you, God is my witness.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
That's the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God. I tell you, God works things, boy. I knew that girl was going to be the one that Ron and Avis choose. Eva Bray. Yeah, that's a good one, boy. You got a good one. Y'all start singing. And we'll catch the anointing, the portion of y'all chew. We'll get them in one of the meetings. We'll get them in one. Huh? Come on, man. I had him. Shirley was on my mind, boy. I said, no, I can't tell him what to do, you know. I said, but I wish he would choose Shirley. So I had his intercessor and Ron's intercessor. I knew who they were. Well, I knew who I wanted him to be. Jesus heard my cry. I definitely wanted Shirley on there. Yeah, she'd be an accent. Chantilly, boss. I'm going to speak to you tonight. Lift your hand. You're such a precious jewel. May God, by permission, Dr. Fall, may God finalize some things in your life. You're precious to Him. You're precious to us. And you're precious to me. You have served well. May you be filled with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. And may that door that need to be open right and shut all other doors that you can go forward and enjoy life and bring forth the joy you need in your life. I speak that over you by permission of the Holy Ghost. And as I lay a hand on you, those things are going to start happening. Left and right are going to start happening. But when you finish, when the doors get too shattered and the doors get too open, you're going to go to the right door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, she's precious to us. She take care of all our business. She's a precious young lady. And I want her to have what she want to have. I want her to have what she need and what she want. And so I loose my anointing. Where Ron and them at? I loose my anointing. Where my employees at? I'm going to get everybody tonight. Because it's a transition. Did I get you? I got you already, got all on it. Yeah, see, it's a transition. It's a transition. Transition. It's a transition. This is what get it straight. It's a transition. It's a transition. We got to do it. It's a transition. It's a transition. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. In the name. In the name. Get them ready for the transition, Lord. Get them ready for the glory. Not only in the ministry, but in their own personal life. Whoa, get ready. Get them ready for the glory. 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 Oh, they're shouting the glory. Power healing in it. That power knock out. Glory. I'm just having fun. Glory. Knock them out, Lord. Knock them all out. Hey, Krasata, knock out. Lord, what you want? What you want? Glory! Huh? Well, I got to wear what it is.
White.
Yeah, tell them line up. That's right. Give me some more. Give me some more. This. She took it all. Just suck it up. She believe in her daddy, boy. Hallelujah. Huh? Where the 12 at? Where they at? That's what you get for staying home. Shout out, cause you missed the whole thing. This stuff coming out? Because I want to wear these real good. It coming out?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want them to go home with all on them. So they'll know. That is. The cushion out, I said. That is right there. That is. Oh, my goodness. We're going to operate as one man. We're not going to have no problem. We're going to listen to the Lord. That's what we're going to do. The Lord going to do what he got to do. hombres. Prasakuraya. These are 12 men I got surrounding me in the church. Handpicked. They wasn't voted on. They were handpicked. Say, well, why you didn't pick me? You wasn't one of them. Hallelujah. Come show you. That's the way you got to pass a church. You can't be crying because somebody say, I'm why not me? It wasn't you. We got it. We got everybody. We got supposed to get tonight. You got Shirley gonna be your intercessor. What that girl name, Ron? She remind me of my wife. What her name is, the girl? Huh? Yeah, my Calvin told me her name. That's right. Yeah. Praise God. Now see, those people ain't gonna get you no trouble. See, I ain't got time for no troublemaker. I ain't got time for no crybaby. Why you didn't tell me to do it? Because I didn't tell you to do it. I ain't got time. Just go on, let's get the thing done. These women here, these 12 intercessors I got here, are strong women. And they praying too, partner. And they don't try to control you. And then they have good husband. But you can't get nobody with no crazy husband. Because you say, why you got to pray now? Why you got to go now? Why them girls who served me? Come here, y'all come here. Give me some oil. I'm just going to get everybody tonight. Give me some oil. I need to get this thing straight, man. I need it. I'm good. Give me some more. Don't y'all move so slow. Give me some more. Okay, where they at? Come on up here. These all gotta come out. You gotta get some oil on these girls. Hachala Mashata. They got four sisters in this thing. I mean four blood sisters. All I can say is, them girls, mama sure raised them. My God, they're nice people. Hale Shana, receive. Be blessed. Receive it. Be blessed. May God give you the desire of your heart. Be blessed. May God give you the desire of your heart. That's your intercessor there. He told you already? He just told you? Be blessed. She said, no, I didn't know myself. Hallelujah. Come on, stand up and praise God. Hallelujah. You got instruction for the people? No? Huh? I asked my son, you know, y'all don't have to be crazy when, you know, when I back off and start going a little slower and doing some other things, he gonna be your next man. Tell you something else. He was scheduled Wednesday to preach Thursday morning, but he received a call on the morning at about 7 o'clock, and I said, you're not preaching. That's the way you got to be to handle it. I'm preaching. He said, okay, sir. You see, I thought he was supposed to preach, so I land in the bed, you know, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and Revelation started slapping me side the head. God got in the bed. I said, all right, I understand. Yes, sir. So I just called him off. He had a good message to give you, too. But we got to understand how this thing flows. Well, you got blessed. We got all these people we're putting in place. See, to make the transition, we're about to leave, to make the transition that we're making in our churches to full-blown supernaturalness. Y'all listen to me good. Y'all gonna have to choose some good intercessors to put under the foundation of your ministry. We got these intercessors set up. That's the LTMA. We got 24 there. I have 12 here. And I wanted one from each one of your old churches. And I got to make sure you got to call Jason. And you got to submit that name. And so whenever I find him in a meeting up at that church, I lay hand on him. And so you who pastoring, you may not have 12 you can trust. That's possible. Just don't get no hellion on there. And don't get nobody on there don't like your wife. They gotta have some respect, you know what I'm saying? All right, young man, you ready to go? All right, you're gonna have a time of your life, young as you are. Just stay in there, these boys won't lead you wrong. They're real solid men. Well, every good thing got to go to a beginning. Well, amen. Lift your hand. Thank God for what happened. Study those at sevenfold anointing. I guess our next meeting is at Pastor Carwin Church. What at the next meeting?
Yes, sir.
22nd, 23rd. We'll be right there in Baton Rouge. What the name is church? Huh? Ever increasing life. So well, why you don't know the name of the church you're going in? I ain't got time for all that. Y'all got to understand. I got all these ministers under me. I don't know all your wide name and all that until we get closer, you know. I don't know that young man. I don't even know. I forgot his name. What's your name, son? Huh? Cedric. Edric? I said it right? All right. See, now I know Edric. Now, but tomorrow I might be done forgot it. I see him again. I say, what's your name? Just answer me every time I ask you. What's your name? People walk with me and say, do you know who I am? I said, no, I don't know who you are. But I know you. Yeah, I've been on television, the internet. You ought to know me. So I just tell them the truth. I don't try to cut down someone. I said, no, I don't know you. Make me know you. Tell me your name. Don't be trying to put me on the spot. I ain't around here memorizing people's names. Well, I'm going to let them sing us out. Leroy, you ain't had no date for next year or nothing. You ain't got nothing. You ain't ready for none of that now. Lord Jesus. What week this is? First Tuesday through Friday every year because, you know, stepping into supernatural wisdom is what we're dealing with this year. And that's why I preached on the supernatural. So it'd be the first Tuesday after New Year every year because I try to get you here the first of the year to minister to you. And now you're set up for the year of how to minister in the supernatural. All right?